أنا بيوضح أن المؤمن الزوج المؤمن مو يعني الزوج العصبي الزوج اللي يطيق. He's not a مؤمن. That's it. You think.
خلاص ليه فضل.
وش؟ فهمت فكرة؟ أنا هذا the mainly هذا موضوعي.
I may be a Muslim.
Why?
And enjoy my marriage life.
For women, and you think that if you chose a mu'min, you will have a bored life. Yeah. You will be bored. Nothing. No excitement. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
His point. I think the message he wants to push is that you can be a believer and have the best of marriages.
Yeah,
love romantic, your wife, the most romantic, be romantic,
the most excitement, Allah, the most Allah. Beautiful life.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Ya Allah, Bismillah, ready to go?
Bismillah, rahman rahim. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome back to your favorite Shia Muslim podcast, The After Maghrib, where we are still here having weekly conversations with a number of guests and having exciting discussions. Yes, it's the month of Ramadan, so again, I hope all your amal are accepted, your fasts are being accepted. But more importantly, we want to have a serious conversation today. But before we get into the exciting discussion, I want to say, how are you doing, Ahmed? Although I see you every week. No, wait.
Everyone knows.
You skipped, yalla. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Karen, alhamdulillah.
Shakbarak. Alhamdulillah. Shakumaku. Ashman Shafik.
How you doing?
Allah yakhalik.
Well, Ahmed's impressed in my Arabic. He's impressed.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
You know, between our last podcast, for those who don't know, we have Mullah Ahmed Sadiq with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah yahfazkum, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam.
Has my Arabic improved since we've
been here? I am amazed, actually. MashaAllah. That's because he is married.
Allah.
Allah has said the barakah in different ways, different
exactly.
forms. Alhamdulillah.
Some learn Indian, Persian, but mashallah, hey, you're the king of Arabic.
Huh? I don't know about that.
Karazat, Bataniya, what was the other ones?
My whole vocabulary, very useful words. Alhamdulillah. Sayyid, how are you?
Wallah, Well, yeah. Alhamdulillah. I'm more happy now that we have an amazing guest joining us.
Thank you so much.
And I think before we kick off this conversation today, I know everyone's excited to know what we're about to discuss. But before we dive into this discussion, there is a question you want to ask.
Yes. Well, Ahmed, so for those who don't know, you, of course, joined us a few months ago during the days of Arba'een. We had such an amazing conversation.
An honor.
We got to see your passion for the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wassalam, then. Today, inshallah, we will see it as well in a happier period as well. But we have an activity we like to do with guests who come onto the podcast. Different. We didn't have this before. Now you're here for the first time after coming last time. So we want to ask you a surprise question for people to know Mullah Ahmed Sadiq outside of the Jawami.
Okay.
So the question today we have for you is, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To travel anywhere, anytime.
Teleport.
Eh. طي الأرض in Arabic.
Eh.
If I want to be in Karbala now, I will go to Karbala now.
Allah.
I need to travel.
Allah.
You know, Mullah Ahmed, just before the podcast, we were deciding the question. I said to Sayyid Mushtaba, what do you think about the superpower question? He said, Mullah Ahmed's going to say that I could travel to Karbala. Wallahi, he guessed it. Exactly. That was going to be your answer.
I hope, by the way, it is possible to have it. So pray, Ilahi, give it to
Allah,
me.
Allah.
Your heart can be a Karbala.
Inshallah.
Anytime.
Inshallah.
Ahsantum. Well, Ahmed, how are you? How's the
holy month going? Everything is fine. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful nights. Beautiful. Seeing you guys, seeing your show. And I am so happy for you guys. Seriously. I am honored to be next to you. So I hope we can talk. A good talk today, inshallah.
Very kind of you.
Alhamdulillah. You know, during this blessed month, there's so many events, so many community gatherings. Mm. One thing we always... Yes, okay, we come together, we do dua, we pray. But the social element of Ramadan is very important. So we always say in Ramadan, people like to grow their families. You have mothers who are coming to the mosque, maybe looking for daughter-in-laws for their sons. Mm. Or for example, you have fathers looking for son-in-laws for their daughters. So this is an element of Ramadan, maybe sometimes we don't discuss, we should discuss. Marriage. How can I use Ramadan this time to understand, if I want to look for a spouse, where do I begin? Where should I look? What should I look for?
Allahu Akbar. Big question.
I think if you go to Canada, if you move to America, if you go to the Brazil, maybe Europe, Africa, Gulf, Iraq, Iran,
Vegas,
China, anywhere, we have the same exact problem. Previously, I was in Turkey with our youth friends in the Shiism community. The same problem, Sayyidina. Marriage. How to choose a wife? How to choose a husband? This is our problem. And I think that in the month of Ramadan, we should take the advantage that our heart is open to God. And you know, all of the demons are chained. So the blessings are there. So we need to take the advantage. If not getting married or propose, at least take like...
intention? The niyyah?
It's easy. Yeah. Take the intention, raise your hand, ask God to have the most perfect partner that can help you in this life and the afterlife, both lives.
You know when you said that the issues anywhere in the world are the same? Obviously, for those who don't know, you don't live in the UK. So the issues we have in the UK, Sayyid Ali, some of the issues we have here, social media, free mixing between genders, maybe hijab, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say some of those issues exist in the Middle East?
Maybe not the same title, but exactly the same issues. Mm-hmm. Maybe here it comes at like gender.
Yeah.
We don't have it there, but we have the similar in a different way, okay, maybe yeah. in the way of thinking. For example, in UK, nobody wants to marry the believer. The one who goes to Husseiniya, the one who, because he is too conflicted and he is like, شنيعني معقد سواب سعدوني, that's it.
Close-minded,
thank you. He is so, you have it here, right? The same. In the Gulf, we live in a Muslim country next to Karbala, next to Mecca. The same issue, Sayyid. Any believer is a close-minded.
Mm.
A woman who wears abaya, she is close-minded. It's the same problem.
Really?
Same. You think it's different. Same problem.
Well, look, can I mention something? You know, I have a lot of friends back in the day when I was younger. Well, I'm 31 now. Yani back in my early 20s, we used to always have like conversations with my peers, you know, with people I trust, like we'll always have a similar conversation. And one thing that always used to come up is, do I want my wife to be religious? Because, you know, growing up here in the West, we sort of want to embrace having fun
yeah.
in our marriages, in our relationships, because we see everywhere. We see like the Western world, you know, you can go out on a date with your wife, you can go out, you know, go to the cinema, whatever it is, whatever people say is exciting for them. When we see religion in our spouse, we feel like we're going to go home, we're going to be bored, we're going to pray, we're going to read Quran, it's a repeat, it's a cycle, again and again and again. So a lot of people, I think, ask a question, and I think we can move the conversation here, is can a mu'min or a mu'mina, can a believer, a believing man or a believing woman, have fun in their married life, or are they just going to be bored?
I hope, I dare you.
Yeah.
At the end of the opposite, at the end of the episode,
no.
we will change the mindset of those who thinks like that. Inshallah.
Yeah. Okay.
Inshallah.
Yani, alhamdulillah, I have too many friends, Sayyid.
I don't want to interject. Okay. I'm not the قاطعك.
Take your time.
But one thing I want to add as well that I used to observe, I used to see older people. So maybe when I was a teenager, I used to see the older generation say, I want a sporty husband. For example, so when I was young, you know, there'll be conversations where the youth will have discussions with the alim or something. Like the girl will say, I want a fun husband. I don't want him praying 24/7, going to the mosque 24/7. I want to have fun. Yeah, and so not just the brothers are saying this, the sisters speak about this as well.
The problem is, Sayyid, that, you know, when I proposed to my wife, I had a condition.
No.
I told her, I'm not joking.
Okay.
I had a condition.
Mm-hmm.
Beside, of course, what I believe, how I serve Ahlul Bayt, salamu alayhi wa sallam, I told her, my condition is And this is might be one of the most yani important conditions. I laugh too much. I need a wife who laughs with me at home.
Okay.
I want to go back home to play. I want to go back home to sit and talk. When I say to sit and talk, not let's have a kids and no. You know, when you go out with your friends, with your best friends, and you love like sharing moments with your friend.
Yes.
People think that when you are religious, this option is not available at home. This is our problem.
Yes.
Any mu'min, I will say it straight, say it so that we can cut everything and we go into the subject. Anyone who hits his wife is not a mu'min.
Sad.
Anyone who raises his voice in a way that he shows, يعني لا أبي عدم الاحترام.
Disrespect.
Thank you so much. When he raises his voice in a way that he is disrespect his wife, he is not a mu'min. Anyone who is sitting at his home, forgive my English, they know, huh?
Yes,
your English is amazing.
So
but better.
And he prays, and he do salat al-layl, and he recite Quran, and inshallah it is all accepted. And he don't give his wife the love, and he doesn't show his wife the love she need and she don't need. He is not a mu'min. So let's keep that in mind.
Okay.
Don't tell me that this reciter or this mu'ammam or this who go to the masjid or this, he is not a mu'min. A mu'min in the hadith, he is hashun bash. He laughs.
Yes.
He laughs. He make everyone laughs. Everyone wants to be with him. This is a mu'min. So we are talking about the mu'min.
Yeah.
Don't tell me we have examples.
Okay.
We have examples everywhere. We have to know who is mu'min from the hadith, from the
narration. What's the criteria?
The criteria is he doesn't do haram. The criteria is he laughs too much. The criteria is when you are with him, you want to be with him and you want the time to be stopped. You want to live with him.
Allah.
No, wallah, I am. You know, I have a friend.
No.
I hope that he is not watching me. I hope that his wife doesn't watch this episode.
No. It's not our fault. No.
Because I think it's personal, but he knows.
Yeah.
Forgive me, my friend, but you know it's good for all the one who will listen. Sorry.
We'll benefit, inshallah.
Do you know what did he type the name of his wife in his phone?
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes if anyone wants to write anything, what do they write?
My love.
My love, maybe.
Yeah.
Someone said my life.
In Arabic.
MashaAllah, he's not married.
Or wife. Or just wife, for example.
His wife.
Or her
home,
name.
Or government.
Wizara Dakhliya.
Seriously. Okay. He wrote Wasiyatu Rasulillah.
Wow. What a reminder.
Hey. Wasiyatu. Can you translate, please?
The wasiyah is like when you leave something behind.
The will.
The will of Rasulullah.
Of Rasulullah. I told him, so she, his wife called him. I said, come on, dude. What happened? Why wasiyah to Rasulullah? He said, Ahmed, sometimes I feel angry. And she calls and I don't want like, when I remind myself that she is the will of our Prophet, of course, I will treat her the way, yani, the way that our Prophet will be pleased.
Ahsan, mashallah.
This is my friend, I know him. Yani, even if this is how the mu'min take care of his family, of his wife. Believe me, in our houses, Sayyid, at least I believe that. When I go, sometimes, you know, because I am a reciter, I travel too much, maybe I have majalis, maybe this and that, projects everywhere. So sometimes I feel that, yani, I am...
طايق.
Yeah, why? So I feel I am tired. I can't even smile. I try. I stand at my doorstep. I don't enter my home until I can draw a smile on my face. Sometimes I laugh, maybe like the crazy, you know, the crazy ones, because I want to enter the house with a smile.
Good energy.
Thank you so much. Because not just because I love my wife, not just because I love my kids, not just because I want to please them. It's the most amazing reason, of course, but I know when I enter home and I please them, or at least I don't put
a burden.
Exactly, more burden in my wife. I enter because I know that pleases my Prophet. That pleases Amir al-Mu'mineen. That pleases Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman.
Allah, especially, you know, in these days, sorry to interrupt you, but in these days, for those of us who are married, we come home from work, our wives have prepared futur. Exactly. Everything is ready. Three-course meal, mashallah, feeding the kids. They set you up for salah. Everything is ready, alhamdulillah. And then sometimes as men, maybe we are tired, we're fasting, we're hungry, we're thirsty, we're low on sleep, and so on. You know, Ali mentioned a story a few weeks ago on one episode. There was a lady called by the name of Khawla who came to the Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, my husband, he prays, he fasts. In the day he fasts, in the night he prays, mashallah, he goes to the masjid. But he doesn't have time for me and my family, my kids. What do I do? So Rasulullah Muhammad went to him and he said, I know you are trying to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know your niyyah is the right niyyah. But trust me when I tell you that your a'mal are not accepted until you look after your family first.
Exactly.
And this just reminder to us that, you know, when we say charity begins at home, it's because the service we do first and foremost is to our wife and our children. But I want to ask you specifically about those who are not married, okay? Because a lot of the youth, alhamdulillah, who are listening and watching the podcasts are trying to be better mu'mins, trying to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to find someone who matches them. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that good people are meant for good people. So if I am not married, for example, I want to be a good person, how do I find a good person, and what characteristics do they have?
Choose the mu'min, choose the believer, and trust that the believer, you have to know what is a believer to choose a believer. That's a good thing to think of. And if you don't know exactly what's a believer, so how can you find someone? Again, the problem is with the example. Don't give me any example, please. Know from the narration what is the criteria of the believer. Then depend on it and go for it. And you will live a good life.
And it's not just salah, song,
it's everything, Sayyid. It's everything. A mu'min, for example, a mu'min who doesn't care about his mother and father, do you think that he will care about his wife? Of course not. This is not a mu'min. Don't choose that mu'min because he do latum or he go to Karbala. No. We are not talking about that example. We are talking about an example that the mu'min have a special criteria that is mentioned in Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhi Hadith narrations.
Yeah.
So when you have a good idea, because your vision now is blurry. You don't know how to choose. You have to read. I mentioned that, you remember in the previous podcast, we have to read the narrations. We have to read the narrations. We have to read what's mu'min. For example, the mu'min, I think Jabir came to Imam al-Baqir salamullahi alayhi, and he asked, Sifli al-Shia, give me, Sa'adni Sayyidina.
Make me understand the specifics of what makes someone a Shia.
Then Imam Salamullah Ali answered and he said, I don't know anyone that has this example. So here and that, then Imam al-Baqir Salamullah Ali, he mentioned a very beautiful sentence. He said, لا تذهبن بك المذاهب يا جابر إن من قال أني أحب محمدا وأتولى وأحب عليا وأتولى ولم يعمل بعمله ما نفعه حبه. Anyone who said, I love Amir al-Mu'min. Anyone who said, I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And he doesn't follow in their footsteps.
Thank you so much. This is not love. If you love Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhim, it will show in your actions. I can see that. Choose a believer. And trust me, do you think that if you chose someone like a doctor or a dentist or maybe a pilot or, and he is not a mu'min. Sometimes he is a mu'min. It's okay. Yeah. He is not, but because no. Believe me, a mu'min, the betrayal, it's not in his dictionary.
He's loyal.
He can't betray. He can't betray. I can give you a promise. He can betray. If he is a true believer, we are talking about the true, he can be a betrayer. He can't. It's not an option in his life. Why? It's haram. An unbeliever, maybe he is giving something from his heart to be like faithful. But nothing is chaining his hand. He can do whatever he wants. Whenever he needs anything, he can do it. But a believer, he can't betray. He can't lie.
He doesn't waver.
Thank you so much. He is straightforward. You can count on him.
Mm.
You can count on his word. You know what does it feel. When he say, I love you, it's different because it comes from a heart that loves God, a tongue that mentions God. هذه حلوة ترى سجلها عندك حق زواجك إن شاء الله. أدعو له يتزوج. I know a mu'ammim. What's mu'ammim in English? I think the same. A scholar who wears imamah.
Who wears a turban.
He is famous.
Top G.
Everyone knows him. Everyone. You know him. Everyone knows him. Okay? He is the most romantic person I have ever seen in my life.
Mm.
When we talk about the marriage situation.
Yes.
I told him, come on, Sayyid. What's happening? He said, Ahmed, wallah, I love my wife. Wallah, I have to go back home. Do you know what did he do? You know, he has a library in his home. You know him, huh? He knows him. I have one there witness.
I'll ask you later.
Because he was there when he mentioned the story, you know? So we asked him, how seriously, you guys, you are a believer, you are a scholar. So do you seriously have...
Can you fall in love?
No, seriously.
Yeah, love life. Yeah.
We want to ask you. Yani, come
romance,
on.
Romance.
Hey, come on. You wear imama and this and that. You read too much. You study too much. Yeah. You talk too much like me. So seriously, do you have a romantic life? When I say a romantic life, yani, I mean a romantic life, which we understand.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't give me a thing we don't understand.
Not Romeo and Juliet.
No, seriously, he told me, Ahmed, I will defeat you all, guys. I said, how? I said, Alhamdulillah. He said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yani, I try to show my love every day to my wife. To tell her, to remind her, I love her every moment. And I am not doing that because I want her to be happy. I need to do that because I love her.
Mm.
Alhamdulillah, because I pray to God that I want my household to be a household which fulfill with iman, with taqwa, with wara, and with love, and with happiness. So once I made a maze. Correct, right? Made a maze?
Amaze.
Amaze. And there is a tie you have to open the secret and to find. Okay. I said, what did you do? He said, my wife, she used to be a simple woman, but I gave her, I taught her, I let her listen to the, you know, durus and lessons here and there. So now she knows what's Kafi, what's Bihar al-Anwar, what's Usa'il al-Shia, what's... So I make a puzzle that there is a piece a paper in each. So
wow. One in each book.
No, each one volume. In each part. Oh. And you have to look for it to find my love. For example, now the rest of the message with his handwriting, the rest with the message, it is mentioned on that title on Al-Kafi. So you have to know which title, which part of Al-Kafi, for example.
testing his wife and showing his love.
Thank you so much. Yani, someone think that we can combine. No, we can combine. This man, because I know him, he told me, Ahmed, wallah al-azim, I have never told my wife anything. Now she begged me to do jama'ah in our home. To do jama'ah in our home. I pray, she prays behind me. We do jama'ah everywhere, every time at home. Ahmed, when we eat, we go to restaurants, we eat and we have fun, we go travel. And also we love Ahlul Bayt, salam Allah alayhi. She wake me for Salat al-Layl, the prayer night. We have a good life, Ahmed. I love her. Why did we open the subject, do you think? I traveled with him. Okay. We were in a hotel in some country. Okay. Suddenly the door knocked. We opened, then flowers. I said, Sayyid, what you are doing here? Who brought you flowers? Sayyid, you were Imam. He said, he didn't laugh. He didn't laugh. I don't think he will watch.
I'm getting an
English. I don't think he will watch an English officer. So he smiled, and he talked with the trust. You know, read the name. She was his wife from his country. Mm. She looked for a shop that sells flowers. She paid with the visa to abroad. Just to mention, I love you.
Allah.
Seriously, it moved me, you know, because he wears imamah.
People think he'd be boring.
Exactly.
People think he's far away. He has a different lifestyle.
Wallah, Ahmed, no one can make you laugh like this man. I know what I am saying. No one can make you laugh. I'm not talking about...
You know what it is? It's like you said, it's when you have that, when you are a true mu'min, and you can't lie, you can't betray. You know, we are talking about mu'mineen who, when they cry for Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, they are crying tears of love.
Exactly.
You know, the companions, their stories are all love.
Exactly.
The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their stories are all love. Everything in that is sacrifice, is devotion, exactly, is loyalty, is compassion. It's giving themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to each other, to protect each other, to serve us as mu'mineen, as followers. They gave themselves for us. That is the definition of love. And when we understand that, that is divine love. Love for each other becomes easy. Do you see what I mean? Love for your wife becomes easy. It doesn't even become something you have to plan.
It's automatic. You don't think.
It becomes natural to you. Exactly. You know, you wait. Yesterday, I'm going to expose myself.
Go on.
Yesterday was it? What day is it today? Not yesterday. On Monday this week, I got to work 7 a.m., 8 a.m. I called my wife. She said, hello. So I'm like, first thing I said, I love you, to my wife. Okay. She says, why are you starting the phone call like this?
Don't you, Ahmed?
What did you do? I said, no. I said, I want to say the first I love you of this week, not you. Allah, she said, Ahmed, Allah, I beat you because last night, midnight, I told you I love
Allah.
You.
Allah.
But you know, like you said, Mullah, you can have competition, have fun. You can make romance fun. Your marriages can be fun. But you know, it's you have to understand each other. You have to go in this same direction. Everyone says marriage is a triangle. Husband, wife, and at the top is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're all working in the same direction, you're on the same page. Your energy, your ambition,
because
everything
is... Technically marriage is supposedly it's a place where you come together and it takes you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main goal, the main purpose
of
marriage.
Thank you so much.
But that's like the foundation. If you have the love of Allah, and you are a mu'min and you're a mu'mina, that love is going to come to you between both of you.
Sayyid, you are a servant. You have a podcast. You have here and there work. If your wife is not a mu'min, is not a believer, she will not appreciate what you will do. She will not support you. She will think that it's a project that it's only taking your time away from me. That's it. When you have a mu'min partner,
she's understanding. She has your back. She supports you.
She wants you to go for it.
Yeah.
She knows that your heart is, for example, I can say this. I think I can. Do you think I am happy being away? No, I am not. يعني at this particular moment, والله العظيم, I swear in the name of Imam al-Hussein salam Allah alayhi, I miss my wife so much. I miss my kids so much. I want to be with them. And I know that she knows that. Maybe I live with you guys. I have fun. I am traveling. She is not maybe. But she knows that the moment that Ahmed can take us with him, he will take us. The moment that Ahmed can be at home, he will not do anything. You know, sometimes when I go back home, I don't want to do anything. Yes. I just want to sit home, to look at my kids, to look at my wife, to sit with them, that even if I don't do anything, if my wife is a mu'min, she knows that that is true. That I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. I really need to show my love because it's for me.
Yeah.
Not only because I want to make her happy. Of course I want to make her, but also because in deeply in my heart, this is, I believe that يعني الله عز وجل يجعل المودة في قلوب المؤمنين في الآية يعني أن في قلوب الزوجين يعني God has a role to connect them together in his way.
Of course.
In his way. And if you want me to tell you the stories of, we have يعني million stories about how God يعني, I know he was the reason that they are together happy. Yeah. And يعني I believe that. And when you look at the مراجع, يعني previously, you know, the المرجع الشيخ وحيد الخراساني.
Yes.
الله يطول بعمره إن شاء الله. His wife died.
رحمة الله عليه.
One month ago, his wife died. You don't know, يعني, what happened with Sheikh Wahid. Because I visited Sheikh Wahid, so I asked here and there. They told me that Sheikh Wahid خراساني, يعني, he is 104 years old. Century. It's a century, for God's sake. A century living with one woman.
It's a lifetime.
Yeah. We are talking about not a decade. We are talking about
century.
And he, يعني, it's not maybe appropriate to say it, but a close friend to the office of Sheikh Wahid told me that Sheikh Wahid was broken when his wife go. MashaAllah. يعني, that's been a century.
Mm.
Does love live that long? Even at the movies, we don't see it.
Yeah, that's true.
Nowadays, he was faithful to his wife. He made majlis. You know, he can't walk.
Yeah.
He can't, but he was devastated. What's the word?
Devastated.
Thank you so much. This is the word?
Yeah.
Because his wife is gone. So he is a marja. He is the head of the believers now.
He's a jurist.
Nowadays.
He's a very big known, well-famous jurist. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And he was heartbroken. Yeah, that says a lot.
After?
That's love.
One century.
Yeah.
100 years.
So let me ask you a question, Mullah Ahmed, because on this, love, even in the highest form, we're talking about marja taqleed, yeah, can have such a deep love, mashallah. But like you said at the beginning, many people face the same problems. Hard to find a mu'mina wife or husband, mu'min husband, or when you are married, how to keep the relationship alive together. So we talked about having fun. Now I want to talk about something different. When you have difficulty, okay, in the West, or at least in our communities, I'm sure it's the same in the Middle East or in any part of the world, you have financial trouble, you have relationship trouble, disagreement, you have family problems between in-laws and you disagree on the kids, whatever it is. sometimes husband and wife will have difficult period, rocky period. In times like that, what can a husband do or a wife do to keep them happy, or even to work past, even if there's an issue? How do you accept the issue and move forward?
It's not appropriate maybe to say this, but I will say it loudly. Of course, yani, I have financial problems, of course, there and there. We have any issues, we have maybe, okay. Alhamdulillah, I have never raised my voice in front of my wife. And I promise you, I will never dare to do this. I'm not about talking about hitting or something. No, it will never happen, of course. I have never raised my voice, not because I am a good husband. No, I'm not. I try to be a good husband. I hope that I can be a good husband. But it's because God's there in my eyes when I treat my wife, when I treat my kids, when I deal with the problem itself. When, believe me, Ahmed, we need to reopen the title when we want to discuss about what is a believer. How Jews, please try to make a podcast with a scholar, يعني, to talk about what is the signs of a believer.
علامات
المؤمن. How do we know I am a believer? How do we know that that person is a believer?
Yeah.
How do we know? When we discuss this, we will know that the believer is a different case. If a problem happened, for example, you know, I just landed from different country, and they had a majlis, and so my friend told me, please hurry up, let's go and pray on the Husseini. I said, no, we have to pray now. So let's pray now. I remember the hadith. Now, maybe if I say it in English, it's not clear, but you have to help.
I'll try.
Yeah. A mu'min, we are talking about a mu'min. God was angry because he saw a mu'min. He prayed fast because he wants to open his shop to sell, to have money, to help his family.
Mm.
He prayed. But he prayed
quickly
because to do something
worldly for this dunya.
And the dunya thing he wants to do, is it haram?
No.
It's his wajib.
Yes.
He has to do it. It's a good thing, good deed. So God looked at the malaika. He told them, miskin. He prayed quickly for me to go for the rizq, which is in my hand.
Allahu Akbar.
Seriously, Allahu Akbar. Pray properly.
You rush to the rizq, but you forget al-razaq.
Yeah.
Yani, it's a deal. You know that hadith, that this only this hadith will change your mindset in your whole life, Ahmed. In your whole life, Sayyid. So put it in marriage.
Yeah.
God gave me the most understanding wife, the most good-hearted wife, the wife who gave me my nasl. I know every one of you guys.
Offspring.
Under the doom of Aba Abdullah, we say, Allahumma rizuqni dhurriyatan saliha. Oh God, I want a believers. I want my son, my grandsons. I want offspring. Them to do nusra for sahib al-zaman, to be under the wilayat. She was the reason. So when your mindset is systematically changed, like in the mu'min mindset, you will see everything different.
Differently, yeah.
You are talking about financial problems. I don't care.
Allah mawjood.
I have God. Yeah. And he will open a door because he promised me if I got married, it will give me rizq.
Yes.
It's his promise.
Yes.
Not mine. God, he's God. I have to believe in him. Yeah. So if I'm not a mu'min, even if we had a fight, for example, if we had a fight, we talked about, we want to have a discussion about the brotherhood of wilaya. And
yeah. Yes.
If you read the hadith of Allahu Akbar, what does it mean to, Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi narrated, if two mu'mineen, two Shia, they had a fight.
Two believers.
Two believers, thank you so much. they had a fight and they didn't
reconcile.
I will curse one of them.
Wow.
We have a hadith like this, you know? So when you, come on, Ahmed, if you think about this hadith.
Come on, go.
Heavy.
Fahamni? Understand?
Well, these hadiths, we say the mic drops. يعني, it's you, خلاص, walk off the stage.
فعلاً سيدنا. And this hadith, it's not talking about a husband and wife. It's not. It's talking about the believers.
Brothers,
and she is a believer. She is one of the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. So I have to treat her like this. I have, what's husn al-dhan?
Husn al-dhan,
it's very
translations
hard.
Of it.
You understood it?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I have to have husn al-dhan. Ahmed, I think you...
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, for example, if I think that you are not doing a good thing, I have to think that
benefit of the doubt. Right?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You give them excuse.
Say it again. Say it.
Benefit of the doubt.
Ooh. He's learning Arabic, huh?
Again. Benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of doubt.
I will use it.
Yeah, you give them an excuse. You say maybe they're this, maybe
thank
this.
Thank you so much.
70 excuses.
By the way, it's haram. I'm not a marja, of course, but يعني, every scholar mentioned that. It's haram to take your wife's phone to look what's in it.
Really?
It's haram.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's haram.
Speaking that clear.
Can I say it again?
Please.
With a low voice. It's haram.
First of all, yes, switch camera.
Because number one is her property.
Switch camera.
Thank you so much.
Say it once more.
Say it again to the viewers.
Once more to the viewers.
It's haram to take your relative phone to look what's in it behind their back. It's haram.
So don't be cheeky, don't be sneaky, don't go sideways, don't do spying.
A mu'min is someone who is relieved, Habibi. He's relieved. I don't care. I deal with what I see in front of my eyes. Bullet, صح? Well, no.
Bullet,
يعني full stop.
Full.
Bullet, يعني
thinking AK-47.
هو صح. Bullet. Ahmed, seriously. Wallah, I am talking deeply from my heart. A mu'min is someone who is seeing life as simple as it is. Don't
look for trouble.
Yeah.
Don't chase trouble.
Look at me. It's haram if you propose to someone and to ask, have you had a haram relationship before? It's haram. It's not your business to search for the history of your partner. Haram.
Unless she shares or he shares.
Haram.
Okay.
Haram. No one can say, I did that haram thing.
Because the sin is between you and Allah.
Haram. It's becoming mujahara bil-fisq. Haram. I am a relieved person. Smile. Live with what you have. Don't think too much. Deal with what you have now.
What's in front
if
of you?
If she is a believer now, I don't care what she was previously.
Yeah.
I don't care. She is now treating me well. She is now with me in my home. I should choose to trust her, not to look and to try to find something. Come on. It's not appropriate. A mu'min will not do that.
Yeah.
A mu'min will, because you know, trust. All of this, The problem, the conflicts come from this, Digger.
It's a lack of trust.
Thank you so much. Yeah. A woman doesn't have because he have the benefit of doubt.
Ah, I like it.
Thinking is learning fast. Well, a believer has this these characteristics, loyalty, trust, and you have that confidence in your spouse. You're happy and you're satisfied because you know you can trust them.
Thank you so much.
A believer. You can believe in them.
Yeah. Nothing shakes his legs. He is steady.
Sometimes we think, like, you know, I have my community life. In my community, I'm a mu'min. Then I go to work, I'm employee. Then I go home, I'm husband, I'm father. You know, we shouldn't think like that. Because when you're a good mu'min, you're good at work, you're good at home. You're good at home, you're good at work, you're good at masjid. You're good at work, you're good at home, you're good at masjid. It's all interlinked, interconnected.
Can I embarrass you?
تفضل.
Embarrass only Ahmed.
No, Ahmed, think carefully. Can I embarrass you?
I really don't know what to say, but bismillah. I trust you. Trust is very important. Don't
this is two me. Believers.
No. Don't.
One of them.
Don't trust me. But I will tell you something. Don't answer. Do you want the Hur'in? Don't answer. Smile.
Close up. Smile on the close up.
Look. The arg.
Hey, you're sweating.
Sweating.
Do you want the Hur'in? Don't answer again.
Inshallah.
We have a narration that a believer, if she is a your wife is a, if she if your wife is a good believer, هي خيرة من الحور العين.
Yeah. Better than
she's greater than.
And you can be with her and you can choose to go to enter the heaven
together.
Not together. With
a hand.
يعني you will take side by side.
Ride or die.
To go and to enter heaven. Mm. Ahmed. And if you were in a lower level, she will
bring take you.
Up. And if she were in a lower level,
we'll raise her.
Ahlul Bayt Salam Allah told us that. It's not, يعني,
this, rahmat Rabb al-alamin.
Thank you so much. I try to give, because you know, how we choose and how we live and how we talk to our parents, a different topic, and we will يعني, have a long thing to say. But in my proposal, even one of my conditions, I asked my wife, I told her, I want someone. I was 25 years old. So I told her, I want someone to live with me another 25. If God give me give me an age, another 25 with a smile, with having fun, with the service of Ahl Bayt, with patience. And I promise you, I will choose you in the afterlife.
Allah.
We will be together.
Allah.
We have, if we believe in the afterlife, if we believe in the afterlife, we will understand that we will have the whole time to do anything we want, to do whatever we want. So anything in dunya, any conflict, any problem, any misunderstanding, any mistake from our partner, it's nothing. You can move
it. Let it go.
You can let it go.
Yeah.
You can move. You can go because we have a good time to
very true.
Have fun. So that's how I think that we should change our mindset of the believer itself.
Yes. Mm.
And I promise you, you will see that it's a different thing to do. I know we didn't give.
No, it's true.
Yeah, we need to have a special episode only about how do the parents, يعني, smash the marriage. يعني, we need to talk about many things, but one thing.
Parents can affect your marriage? Is that what you mean? They get involved, interfere? Yeah.
They can ruin everything.
They can ruin everything.
They are ruining their kids' life. They are ruining everything when they interfere.
Can you share one example just so we can understand?
Please,
just
don't one,
just
open
one.
That door.
One
whole topic.
Just so that I understand. Because
Allah, because I'm so mad.
Because from my perspective, Bunlah, I don't want to disagree with you because throughout this whole conversation, I am in line with you. Alhamdulillah. But I would love, for example, our families to advise, be involved, guide. Or are we speaking about something else?
No, we are talking about a mu'min parents who can give advice. Please.
Okay, okay, okay.
Not every parent is like that.
Please, thank you so
now
much.
Now I understand.
Not every, yeah, not every son is like that. Exactly.
Thank you.
Like,
of course, both sides.
Sometimes the parents are
exactly
have good niya.
Same problems. Be, when they say same problem, same. No. Yeah. But the problem, I give you an example, if you want an example. For example, do you know how much Islam respects the decision of the girl? Tell me how. If a believer proposed and the father said, no, he is not a good guy for you, and he doesn't have a good reason, or maybe because he is a believer, he is not like a millionaire, or he is not like a businessman, and he refused. He didn't ask the girl, and she wants him. Another time the same, another guy the same, another guy, his wilaya will fall. Shara'an.
Yes.
His wilaya will be fallen.
Becomes null.
Shara'an. Now maybe because if we are under the government and we need kada and we need everything, so he will, but shara'an amam Allah Azza wa Jal in front of God, no, he doesn't have a wilaya.
Yes.
If the imam is here, she can, يعني, she can marry anyone without his permission, because his permission is falling. Because, you know, that's how, يعني, how much Islam respects,
of course,
the decision. Yeah. Let them choose their life if they are believers. Mu'min, believers. Yeah. Please let them choose. Don't push it too much. Be reasonable. We are okay with it, but also be a believer.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that, especially because now we are talking only about the girls, especially because, you know, the man proposed to the house. So here, what's the cooking here will be. So don't push it too much. You don't know what you are doing to your daughter. I don't have one story, 1,000 stories. Wallah al-Azim, you can't imagine.
It's endless. Yeah, I can imagine.
You can't imagine. And it was a beautiful opportunity, wallah, to build a beautiful household under the love of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, with having fun and excitement and having a romantic moments. Why did you take that? Why? So we need to have a special,
it's a whole discussion.
Separate discussion, inshallah. That means you will come back to the podcast.
Inshallah.
At your service.
100%. Or we come to you.
Yeah, inshallah.
I told you, wallah. I wish I can host you guys.
Inshallah.
Come, but I travel too much. I have to be in Kuwait, okay?
Well, you can use the teleport machine.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome.
You know, I want to mention one thing. I don't know if we're going on too much on this specific thing, but you're mentioning all these points. It's amazing to hear it. And for many people, this is probably the first time they hear it. But normally we're told, like, men, you know, you should be shy. You know, don't show so much romance. Be manly. They say the more romantic you are, the more feminine you are. I'm Sami Aya. A lot of times. And alhamdulillah, I attended a lecture by Sayyid Hadi al-Mudarrisi.
He's specialized.
He got specialties in marriage and death. Two things. يعني, he gives you the best of both worlds. Exactly. And he said one thing. He goes, I was in a lecture. He was like, you are a believer. Shafiq, he used this word. You are a mu'min. How can you not tell your wife you love her? Why can't you say it to her? يعني, you got 365 days in a year. You only tell her, I love you on your anniversary. You only tell her, I love you, for example, you know, after you've made a problem and you want to get back and you kashmur her. You don't say it because you will love her. You say it because it's in your best interest to nip it in the bud, basically. Just say it. And it will change. And, you know, your life, your marriage life will be the best.
Yeah,
and if you have children, they see that love, that rahmah, that mawadda.
Exactly.
It teaches them.
Yeah. And just to add a kind of a last point when we wrap up, but in these days of Shah Ramadan, especially with A'mal coming up and, you know, there are so many opportunities every single day during these days, we have to do things together. You know, you have your suhoor together, you have your futur together, you do A'mal together, you do your musa'ib together.
You watch after Maghrib together.
After Maghrib together, salah together, jama'ah together, like you said. All of these things are opportunities for us. And so, I find, me personally, I really enjoy the jama'ah with my wife. Mm. I really enjoy it because it brings you, You enjoy exactly, the salah. Exactly. And also maybe as a guy, maybe I want to pronounce my surah very nice so my wife is impressed, and because I'm not Arab. Well, my wife, she's Arab, so I have to make sure.
That's why I told you, he is married, now he can speak Arabic.
Alhamdulillah. No, but I think honestly, alhamdulillah, these, like, if there's a time where you can really foster and grow your love with your wife, it's in these days. And if you're not married, brothers and sisters, then inshallah, you make dua in these days. These are inshallah, the most holy of nights in the whole year. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are granted a noble wife, a noble inshallah. Husband, inshallah.
But Ahmed, I want to add something. I asked Sayyid Hadi al-Mudarrisi, you mentioned him. I told him, Sayyidina, you were a writer since maybe you were a teenager. Didn't you like feel you might lose it if you get married? Because you know he writes too much, mashallah, Sayyid Hadi. So he told me, Ahmed, I wrote maybe 14 books. Now I don't remember the numbers.
Okay.
Maybe 14 books before I got married. With my wife, I wrote more than 500.
MashaAllah. Wow. MashaAllah.
More than 500. Wow. I think more, yani. I think now more.
Yes.
With, he told me, Ahmed, I took it from the mouth of Sayyid Hadi, Mudarris. And you know Sayyid Hadi.
Yes, yes.
And we know how he is, yani, he devoted his life to serve Ahlul Bayt, salamu alayhim. He told me, Ahmed, I can't go anywhere without my wife. I can't do anything without my wife. I love my wife so much. So please, guys, marry.
Marry and have children.
Wallah, marry and have children, and you will live the most beautiful life. Yeah. Wallah, it's beautiful. Wallah, it's. I thank God that I am married. And, yani, alhamdulillah, I am married, but I wish that I was married before. 25 was too late. 25.
Would you advise to get married young? Because a lot of people say
if
she's a believer or you're a believer.
If
okay.
This is the problem. It's not about the age.
Yeah.
It's the mindset.
It's the person.
Exactly. Yeah. If you are a believer, go and marry and find someone who is.
There's an answer. Me and Sayyid Ali talk every two, three weeks
about
discuss
marriage.
How old to get married? 18. No, 25. No.
You will not find that. I know someone. He is my friend. I can let you meet him. 16 years old he was, and he got married.
MashaAllah.
Now he is 31 and he is happily married. He has kids.
Alhamdulillah. Wow.
Someone I know, he married when he is 28 and he is stupid and he didn't know what to do and he is divorced and he is wrong. I know him. He's my friend. So it's not about the age. It's not about the age. It's about the mindset of the believer. And how does he knows, what's his knowledge about the believer itself? Maybe he is a believer, but the wrong sample of the... I know someone who is a believer. He go to the mosque. He was with us. We went to Syria and Sham and the Merchant of Sayyidina Zainab, salam Allah, just now, and Rajab. Recently, yeah. He is the most believer guy ever I have ever seen. He cries too much. He do Salat al-Layla. He do everything, mashallah. So we discussed, me and the one who wasiyat Rasulullah, the one who named his wife in his phone, the will of our Prophet. We three sat together, and me and my friend, we talked about that, how much we miss our wives and that they are not with us. And he looked at us. He said, Ahmed, when I listen to your stories, you two, now I feel ashamed. I think he is 36.
Mm.
Ahmed, I have never told my wife I love you.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
He is very good guy. He is not the man like he hits or he beats or he shout. No, he is a good man. I told him, why? Do you hate her? He said, no. I said, why? Of course, he can't say I love her in front of us.
He's shy.
He is shy. It's a problem, Ahmed.
Yeah.
It's sometimes he is a good man, Tara. He is a good man. But you have to break.
You shouldn't be shy with your spouse.
You have to break yourself.
You should be comfortable. Yeah, you should be yourself. And it should be a safe space.
Thank you.
You can be who you want to be.
Exactly.
Because you are part of each other.
Exactly.
You become part of one another. Especially if you have children. Yeah. You are technically
blood. This is what I was going to say.
With each other.
This is what I was going to say, because for me, when I look at my children, it's like Jannah.
Thank you. Allah-al-Azim. Don't say that. Your children are with you now, please.
No, honestly. Today, my wife sent me a video. My son is 2 and my daughter is 6 months.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
My son, they went to the park today. She sent me a video. My son is pushing my daughter on the swing. They're both laughing. They're hugging.
Beautiful.
I said, this is, for me, this is like Jannah, because it's the happiest I feel, you know, when exactly. I see that.
Yes, yes,
I feel so happy. And you guys, obviously, you know, you understand that feeling as well. It's the best feeling you can have.
Exactly. What is the ayah? I can't remember it.
Al-mal wal-banun zinat al-hayat al-dunya. It's the zina of al-hayat al-dunya. It's the decoration of the dunya.
So your offspring are your joy. Your pride and joy.
It's not like a, you can't explain it to someone who's not people have that feeling, but that love that you feel, you if you have not had children, you don't, you know, you can't experience
you
that.
Can't, wallah, you can't, you can't.
So, you know, alhamdulillah. Our wives are responsible for that. You know, they're the nurturers, they raise these children, they bore these children for 9 months.
Oof, wallah.
Allah bless them and always.
Wallah, God, don't, wallah, you will cry. Don't say that. Seriously, because I feel that.
And it reminds us of our mothers as well. Yeah. SubhanAllah. When we see our wives, exactly. what they went through.
Yeah.
And I remember I told my mother, how did you do this for me? Not just for me, for all me and my four of us.
Yeah.
You know? It blows my mind, SubhanAllah.
Yeah. My father once told me, Ahmed, you will not understand. Once you have kids, you will know what does it mean to be a caring person toward your son. So, of course,
it changes your life.
Seriously.
Even when you see the news, you look at what's happening in Palestine, you look at anything you see.
When you are a father.
Yeah, the whole world changes. Everything you see changes.
Well, if there's one thing coming out from this genocide that's happening in Gaza and Rafah and the entire Palestine, is seeing those videos and images of children.
Exactly.
And I remember a few months ago, I had a conversation with Ahmed here on the podcast. Mm. It was on the same day we saw videos of a hospital that got attacked. I don't want to go over the scenes that we saw.
I stopped seeing and or watching any videos. I can't.
No, I'll be honest.
Imagine my children,
your brother. I used to say that. Like, I was like, no, I'm gonna stop. It's too much. But you have to continue.
Say, Ahmed, you don't know me. Wallah, I will not be able to do anything, because it's hard.
Once a year, you have Karbala.
Go on.
Once a year, you have Karbala. You know the story of Karbala. Mm. You know the musibah of Karbala. You know what happened to Abu Abdullah. Everything. You look at the ring on your finger, you think of Abu Abdullah. Everything reminds you of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. But why do you keep going? 35 Ashuras you've had, mashallah. It's too difficult. But you have to do it, because it softens your heart, and no one forgets the story of Imam Hussein. And that is what when we see Palestine, when we see what's happening around the world, their story will be forgotten. People will forget their story unless you continue to see it and tell it and remind other people about it. Otherwise, the world will forget. 100 years from now, it will just be in a history book. Unless people tell the story. You know, the emotion, they share it, they tell their children, their grandchildren. I strongly believe this, repetition. You know, I went to a majlis last year, Muharram, and the sheikh on the minbar, it was one of the first nights of the Ashur, and he was saying the story of Hazrat Muslim, alayhi salam.
Allah, salam Allah.
He's, and, you know, may Allah bless him, but I wasn't happy, because he started the musibah. He said, we know Hazrat Muslim, but I'm not going to say it because we hear it every year. And then he went to the end where Hazrat Muslim was shaheed. I didn't understand. Why don't you say the whole masaib?
Salam
because people in the majlis, they may forget. Or some people may join Shia Islam. Or some people may first time come to the mosque.
They have to listen
to it. You have to continue to repeat. And exactly. Even with the same with Palestine, it's very hard to see it. You open Instagram, Twitter, everywhere you look, it's there. Video, pictures, stories, statistic, everything. But I feel like it's very hard. You have to convince yourself.
I know it's very hard.
It is very hard.
I know it's very hard.
But our hearts are soft, and this is a good thing.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
There are people in the world who, they see it, they don't care. It doesn't change them. Those, we do not want
to
be like
once them. You are a father, you are a good caring father, yeah. You will know what does it mean to see a child. And I don't want to go into when I think, it's very,
it's hard, it's heavy.
The point I wanted to mention, I did not want to interject you, but I was like, speaking about being believers, this is like one of the signs. Like, when you see one part of the ummah, if we can hurting. Say, being hurt,
exactly,
you get hurt as well. You feel that pain, you live it yourself, although it's not you, that emotion, that sense, that's one of the signs.
The mindset has to be changed, seriously.
Inshallah, these are the days, the months of change, of reform, of islah, of the ummah, inshallah, and of ourselves. Allah says in Surah Al-Ra'd, I think verse number 11, or 13, if I'm not mistaken, Allah does not change the condition of society until he changes himself.
It's
very important, inshallah. We can do that. It starts at home, inshallah, with our spouse, with our kids, with our parents, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Mullah Ahmed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For
I know I talk too much, Sayyid.
I don't want to end. I really don't want to end.
We have another hour. Yalla, let's go.
Is it fair to ask one final question from me?
Ask.
Just literally one final question. There are many people out there now who are not married. They're possibly 30 years old. Forget this. I'm not saying forget being a believer. Put being a mu'min or a mu'min aside as a condition of getting married. But why is it important for society to focus on marriage to make you a believer?
Oof.
Because many people say, I don't need to get married. You know, I can pray, I can fast, I can go ziyarah, I can be kind with mama and baba.
I get married. Everything will be, you will see the life differently. You know, even the prayer itself. Two rak'ahs of a mu'min who's like Yasir.
Allah yahfazhu.
He is not married. And then
Zawja Salha, inshallah.
يعني 70 rak'ah for you in the same way.
Yes.
The different. And you know that your ibadah will be different. Your even for women, because you know, I saw Imam al-Ridha, salam Allah, I didn't know which Imam he mentioned, but jihadul mar'ati husnu taba'ul. Now we know the jihad of the men. The jihad of the women, takliful jihad for the woman, the way of her life, if she wants to go into jihad, husnu taba'ul. How? To be a good wife to my husband. This is her jihad in this dunya. This is how God will give her the reward of jihad. So if you got married.
So her main intihan or test, we'll see, thank is you, her marriage
exactly.
life.
Exactly. This the jihad of the woman in this life. So if you become a married person, your salah will treat it differently. Because you believed in Sunnati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani you put your step forward to believe in our Prophet, to trust our Prophet, to throw yourself, because you know if you want to be married, you don't have money. What's the mahar? The diary?
Dowry.
You don't have mahar, you don't have money, you don't have a place, you don't have anything, you don't have time, you work from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., you go back at home 2 hours because of the traffic, so you will not have of course I can't be married, but I chose to trust our Prophet to have, or to go into this life, so I will be rewarded differently.
Sad.
I will be rewarded differently. Yani for sure, I am saying this in a verse qata in Arabic with fully.
Yaqeen.
Yeah, thank you. Marriage, yani totem Arabic. Come on, say it. Seriously, your life will be changed. Your life. Listen, your life will be changed.
Allah yakhliyakum Allah.
Allah yahfazkum.
I truly enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you so
much. And I think you've opened my heart. Quite a bit, you've expanded it more.
Astaghfirullah.
And inshallah, we can implement a lot of the advice and examples you gave in my life I'm sure Ahmed's no, life sure. as well, and everyone listening no, and watching. We've all benefited.
I'm going to change my wife's name on my phone.
can I give you a funny? You said your friend was his wife's name was Wasiyat Rasulullah.
Yeah.
You're going to change your wife's phone. Can I give one final story? We end it in a funny note. When I got married, my wife later on, you know, I got her contract. She changed her number. Blah blah blah. So new line. I saved her new number on my phone. خلاص. For one day, when the car driving, she can't find her phone. خطأ. I was like, let me call it. I said, hey Siri. So it's gonna call now. Don't listen, Siri, be quiet. So I said, hey Siri, call wifey. That's how I had her saved. What did Siri respond? Which one? I was like,
oh,
what?
No.
Oh no.
For a second, my heart dropped. Which one? I was like, sure. I was like, what happened? Then I was like, well, we changed your number. If I had wifey and wifey knew.
And Siri told you that. She has to answer now. She has to give me an answer.
I was like, look at your number.
Ya Allah.
I'll share that part.
You have to change. You have to change the name.
She changed it. It's got a different name now.
No.
Shall I say what's that?
No, no.
Thank
you so much. Thank you everyone at home. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation as much as we have. It has been smashing. Alhamdulillah, it's been, I think, a complete eye-opener for us, and I really hope, inshallah, that you remember us in your dua, but more importantly, Mullah Ahmed as well.
Thank you so much.
Please pray for him. He's traveling back to home soon, inshallah. So please join me in praying for his success, for himself, for his family, for his wife and children, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give them more rizq, barakah, success, iman, inshallah. And for all of the brothers behind the scenes as well. May Allah bless them all. For those unmarried, inshallah, we pray for them as well. But sisters, make sure you subscribe. We will be back in a few days with another amazing podcast. You don't want to miss it. So yeah, until then, see you then.
Thank you so much, Sayyidina.
Allahi wa barakatuh.